harnessing tourism for peace, unity, and development in the world. Dying Moinoy Buraim told World Tourism Network, as a prominent tourism player in Africa with more than 20 years of experience, I have devised practical ways for tourism to harness peace and unity for development in our great continent and the world. Dying Moinoy Buraim, Consortium Tourists Par Million au Benin, CTM Benin, Benin African Tourism Board, contribute to the resolution of problems related to the development of tourism in African countries and in particular in Benin. Boost the Benin destination. By Dying Moinoy Buraim, dine.be at beninroyalhotel.com. 1. Create historical tourism routes to reconcile collective memories. Tourism can play a key role in reconciliation by highlighting shared histories. In Africa, circuits like the slave route in Ouidah, Benin, allow visitors to explore difficult chapters of history while raising awareness about resilience and forgiveness. In line with this, Benin has enacted a historic law that allows Afro-descendants from the diaspora to acquire Beninese nationality. This initiative strengthens ties with the descendants of slaves and provides a symbolic form of reparation while reconnecting millions with their ancestral roots. Globally, sites such as the Hiroshima Memorial in Japan or Robben Island in South Africa emphasize the importance of peace. Benin Royal Hotel, Cotonou, Benin, the first independent hotel to be rated 4-star in Benin, provides business and leisure travelers with all the comforts of a luxury hotel. 2. Promote cross-border tourism as a lever for regional cooperation. Cross-border parks, such as the Kavango-Zambezi Transfrontier Conservation Area linking Angola, Botswana, Namibia, Zambia, and Zimbabwe, demonstrate how tourism can unite nations around biodiversity conservation. This model could be replicated on other continents, such as in South America, where similar initiatives could connect the Andes. 3. Develop intercultural arts festivals to strengthen unity. International festivals, such as the Pan-African Film and Television Festival of Ouagadougou, FESPACO, or the Edinburgh Festival in Scotland, provide platforms where artists, tourists, and local communities exchange cultural knowledge. In Africa, a similar event could be organized around traditional music, bringing together artists from all continents. 4. Encourage solidarity tourism to rebuild post-conflict zones. Rwanda, once devastated by genocide, is now a success story thanks to ecotourism focused on mountain gorillas. In Africa, other post-conflict regions, such as the Sahel, could benefit from similar projects by involving local communities. Internationally, areas like the former Yugoslavia also illustrate how tourism can transform scars into opportunities. 5. Use educational and university exchanges to promote peace. In Africa, initiatives like the African Leadership Academy, ALA, bring together youth from across the continent to train them in leadership and conflict resolution. Partnerships with European, American, or Asian universities could include tourist programs focused on cultural learning and peacebuilding. 6. Create a peace passport to encourage youth mobility. Inspired by the African Union's goal of facilitating intra-African travel, a global peace passport project could offer benefits to young people participating in educational tourism activities, such as visiting UNESCO sites or engaging in volunteer work. 7. Promote interfaith dialogue through spiritual tourism. Sites like the Great Mosque of Djenne in Mali or the Basilica of Our Lady of Peace in Côte d'Ivoire attract millions of tourists. These sites could host interfaith forums or retreats uniting believers of different faiths. Globally, sites like Varanasi in India or Jerusalem offer similar opportunities. 8. Support local crafts to reduce inequalities. The development of tourism in Africa should include training for artisans, tour guides, and local restaurateurs. For example, in Morocco, women cooperatives thrive, thanks to tourism. This model could be exported to sub-Saharan Africa, Asia, or Latin America to empower vulnerable populations. 9. Organize sports events to promote global unity. Sports are a universal language. In Africa, cross-national marathons, such as one connecting Nairobi, Kenya, and Arusha, Tanzania, could symbolize peace. Continents like Europe could adopt this model, with races passing through multiple capitals. 10. Leverage new technologies for inclusive digital tourism. digital platforms showcasing positive narratives of people worldwide can inspire peace. For instance, an African project could map forgotten cultural sites and make them virtually accessible to a global audience. Similar initiatives could be adopted in Asia, Latin America, or Oceania. iturbonews.com. These proposals aim to position tourism as a universal tool for dialogue and reconciliation while considering each continent's realities and strengths. iturbonews.com.